Here we are again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're going to pray some psalms, do a divine office of readings today with these specially chosen psalms. Lord God, be my refuge and strength, and my strength. How much do we need that? Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. Glory, Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Bow down and hear me, Lord. Come to my rescue. O Lord, O God of truth, you detest those who worship false and empty gods. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love. You have seen my soul's affliction, and you have seen my affliction and taken heed of my soul's distress. Have not handed me over to the enemy, but set my feet at large. In honor of Mary's gifts, we pray for Bill and pray for all the people who are suffering so much and make this prayer their own. Mary, intercede for us and grant us God's love and peace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. It would be a hardship for me not to be able to serve you. Bow down and hear me. Lord, come to my rescue. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in distress. Tears have wasted my eyes, my throat, and my heart. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighs. Affliction has broken down my strength, and my bones waste away. In the face of all my foes, I am a reproach, an object of scorn to my neighbors and of fear to my friends. Those who see me in the street run far away from me. I am like a dead man forgotten, like a thing thrown away. I have heard the slander of the crowd. Fear is all around me as they plot together against me, as they plan to take my life. But as for me, I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of those who hate me. Let the light, let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, let the light of your countenance shine on your servant. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Let me not be put to shame, for I call you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silenced in the grave. Let lying lips be dumb, that speak haughtily against the just, with pride and contempt. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. How great is the goodness, O Lord, that you keep for those who fear you, that you show to those who trust you in the sight of men. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plotting of men. You keep them safe within your tent from disputing tongues. Blessed be the Lord who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Blessed be the Lord who has shown me the wonders of his love in a fortified city. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. I am far removed from your sight, I said in my alarm. Yet you heard the voice of my plea when I cried for help. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong, let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. Love the Lord, all you saints. He guards his faithful, but the Lord will repay to the full those who act with pride. Be strong, let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen. Blessed be the Lord, for he has poured out his mercy upon me. So like I said, we have a beautiful lesson from Scripture, as interpreted and preached from tradition, about friendship today. Lord, make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will marvel at your wisdom, is the verse introducing the lesson. A reading from the first book of Samuel. The friendship of David and Jonathan. When war broke out again, David went out to fight against the Philistines and inflicted a great defeat upon them, putting them to flight. Then an evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he was sitting in his house with spear in hand, and David was playing the harp nearby. Saul tried to nail David to the wall with the spear, but David eluded Saul, so the spear struck only the wall, and David got away safe. David fled from the sheds near Ramah and went to Jonathan. "What have I done?" he asked him. "What crime or offense does your father hold against me that he seeks my life?" Jonathan answered him, "Heaven forbid that you should die. My father does nothing great or small without disclosing it to me. Why then should my father conceal this from me? This cannot be so." But David replied, "Your father is well aware that I am favored with your friendship, so he has decided Jonathan must not know of this, lest he be grieved. Unless, as the Lord lives and as you live, there is but a step between me and death. Nevertheless, as the Lord lives and as you live, there is but a step between me and death." Jonathan then said to David, I do whatever you wish. I will do whatever you wish." David answered, "Tomorrow is the new moon, when I should in fact dine with the king. Let me go and hide in the open country until evening. If it turns out that your father misses me, say David urged him to go, to let him go on a short notice to his city, Bethlehem, because his whole clan is holding its seasonal sacrifice there. If he says, 'Very well, your servant is safe,' but if he becomes quite angry, you can be sure he has planned some harm. Do this kindness for your servant because of the Lord's bond between us, into which you brought me. If I am guilty, kill me yourself. Why should you give me up to your father?" But Jonathan answered, "Not I. If ever I find out that my father is determined to inflict injury upon you, I will certainly let you know." David then asked Jonathan, "Who will tell me if your father gives you a harsh answer. Jonathan replied to David, "Come, let us go out into the field." When they were out in the field country together, Jonathan said to David, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, I will not sound out my father about this time tomorrow. I will sound out my father about this time tomorrow, whether he is well disposed toward David or not. I will send you the information. Should it please my father to bring any injury upon you, may the Lord do thus and so to Jonathan if he does not apprise you of it, and send you on your way in peace. May the Lord be with you, even as he was with my father. Only this, if I am still alive, may you show me the kindness of the Lord. But if I die, never withdraw your kindness from my house. And when the Lord exterminates all the enemies of David from the face surface of the earth, the name of Jonathan must never be allowed by the family of David to die out from among you, or the Lord will make you answer for it." And in his love for David, Jonathan renewed his oath to him, because he loved him as his very self. Responsory prayer. A true friend loves you at all times, and a brother proves himself in adversity. Everyone who loves is a child of God and knows God, and a brother proves himself in adversity. Beautiful prayers, right? Beautiful readings that the church picks out from the sacred scriptures that the Holy Spirit has authored. Second reading from our tradition of the church is going to be from a treatise on spiritual friendship by Blessed Adoret Abbot, which is like a monastic father or a monastic superior of a community of monks. True, perfect, and eternal friendship. Jonathan, outstanding among all young men, took no heed of his royal lineage or his hope of the throne, but allied himself with David the servant and made him his equal in friendship before the Lord. The king had made David a fugitive, forced him to hide in the desert, and condemned him to death. And yet Jonathan preferred David to himself, exalting him and humbling himself. "You," he said, "will be king, and I will follow after you." What a splendid picture of true friendship. What an astonishing situation. Here was the king, raging against his servant and stirring up the whole country as if David were aiming at the crown. He accused the priests of treason and puts them to death on a mere suspicion. He combs and searches woods and valleys, besieges the mountains and rocky crags with troops, and every man is sworn to wreak vengeance upon the source of the king's indignation. Only Jonathan, who alone should have greater cause for envy, thought it right to resist his father. Putting himself at the service of his friend, he offered help and advice in his time of need. Jonathan set friendship above a kingdom. "You are to be king," he said, "and I will be second to you." And still the father tried to incite his son to envy David. He covered him with abuse, frightening him by threatening to deprive him of the kingdom and strip him of his rank. Even when the kingdom pronounced sentence of David of death upon David, Jonathan still did not desert his friend. Why should David die? How has he sinned? What has he done? When he risked his life and killed the Philistine, you rejoiced. Why then should he die? So maddened was the king at these words that he tried to pin Jonathan to the wall with his spear, heaping upon him further abuse and threats. "Bastard son of a wayward mother woman," he screamed. "I know well that to your undoing and that of your shameful mothers you love him." With this he spewed forth the full measure of his venom over Jonathan and uttered the words that were his final attempt to arouse bitter envy and jealousy and jealous ambition. "As long as the son of Jesse lives, your kingdom shall never be established." Who would not be moved to envy by these words? Whose love, whose fervor, whose abiding friendship would not be corrupted, weakened, and destroyed by such an utterance? By his great love, this young man kept faith with his friend. He was steadfast in the face of threats, unmoved by insults. Forgetting renown, he thought only of service. He spurned a kingdom for the sake of friendship. You, he said, will be king, and I will be second to you. This is what is truly perfect, stable, and lasting. This is what truly perfect, stable, and lasting friendship is. A tie that envy cannot despoil, nor suspicion weaken, nor ambition destroy. A friendship so tempted, yielded not an inch, but was buffeted, but did not collapse. In the face of so many insults, it remained unshaken. Go, therefore, and do likewise. Responsory prayer. A faithful friend is a secure shelter. Whoever finds one finds a treasure. Whoever fears the Lord makes true friendships, for the friend will be like himself. Whoever finds one finds a treasure. Father, guide and protector of your people, grant us an unfailing respect for your name, and keep us always in your love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Praying for the Pope's monthly intentions today. So again, Francis picked these before he passed away, and we continue to get the indulgences and the blessings of the Church for doing this. Let us pray that each one of us might find consolation in a personal relationship with Jesus, and from his heart, learn compassion to have compassion on the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be God, who loves us and always looks upon us with compassion. Let's pray briefly out of this book for your intentions with the intercessions time. Let us give thanks to Christ and offer him continual praise, for he sanctifies us and calls us his brothers. Lord, help your brothers to grow in holiness. With single-minded devotion, we dedicate the beginnings of this day to the honor of your resurrection. May we make the whole day pleasing to you by our works of holiness. As a sign of your love, you renew each day for the sake of our well-being and happiness. Renew us daily for the sake of your glory. Teach us today to recognize your presence in all men, especially in the poor and in those who mourn. Grant that we may live today in peace with all men, never rendering evil for evil. We pray for your healing and for your help, just as we have during this chaplet of divine mercy that I just came from in the other place. We pray for your consolation and your upbuilding. Pray that God will protect you and make you know the truth. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence or partial indulgence, for the souls in purgatory, asking them to pray for us and for our needs here below. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.